Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, education. Lesson 5, Jesus as the Master Teacher. Firstly, the Master Teacher's first pupils. I read in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. This you can find in Israel, everywhere, in those days, 2,000 years ago. But it was a special night. It was around Bethlehem. And suddenly, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." When our first daughter was born, so before she was born, I wanted to attend the birth. I wanted to be there. I wanted to experience this. And all the hospitals did not allow it. Say, a man attending a birth of a baby? Oh, no. Why not? You are not able to endure it. You will fall down, you lose consciousness, and then we have to take care of you too, not only of your wife. Stay out. But I want to be there, not with us. And we went from hospital to hospital, and then we found a private one. They said, okay, you can be there. They were not delighted, but they allowed it. And when our first baby came, our first daughter, I'm so happy that I was there. And I wouldn't be interested in that moment that, for example, if there were bricklayers outside repairing something outside the building of the hospital, that they are invited to come in and have a look at my daughter and at my little baby daughter. And at my wife and so on. I am there, that's enough. And not any spectators and visitors in this moment. So Mary and Joseph, I'm sure, they were very surprised. Their baby is just born, they are the only ones that knows it. That know it. And already visitors come. The very night. The angel has declared it. And suddenly, we read in verse 13, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now, it's not enough that one angel was there. They were already full of fear because of one angel. And then all the angels were there. Whoosh! What a glory. Radiating beams of glory. It was such a brightness because of this multitude of angels that you could see this light 1,000 miles away. And there were wise men in Babylonia looking to the stars, and suddenly a new light, a new star. They had studied the scroll of Daniel. And they said, well, that's it. You see, here it is. Look, here it is. There's the star, the prophesied sign. Let's start. And it takes weeks for them to get there. So they did not come this very night. They were too far away. But they saw the angels. And for them, so far away, it was like a new star in the sky of the night. Yeah. And then they came, all the shepherds. They came and looked and looked. What did the angels sing? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. If we give God honor, then we will have peace. And if we say there is no God, there is evolution, then we don't have peace on earth. That's the consequence.